God, that's me peeing
in the damn restroom of the theater. That's not supposed to be in there. Okay, I guess I'm done. Anyways, I think, Jesus Christ. All right, so what I was saying is the director is Joey Bukaki. Joey Buhecker, for heaven's sake. I guess I wasn't finished peeing. No, for heaven's sakes. Anyways, was the director of that production of Hairspray, featuring our Donna Sugars.
Andy Beers says, keep an ear out for the news announcer. That had to be Andy Beers' voice.
Was it really?
I wondered, like, who is that on stage?
I recognized him immediately. Tim, you tell him that I recognized him.
I'll do it.
Tell him I thought it was Big Fatty.
I'm gum!
That will make him fly into a rage.
Chunky Smelly said he thought it was Big Fatty's voice.
No! One that said that.
Oh, wait, who said that? Did you say that?
It was Tommy.
Oh, no.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I guess I wasn't finished peeing. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2091 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th of January 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got big news about the January content contest, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, foot and mouthless Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're foot and mouthless today. Big Fatty, not them, you. It's true. Because y'all, I have a textimonium from that Joey Bukaki who was mentioned at the beginning of today's show, y'all. And it was in response to Big Fatty reading out the list of names of everybody from Australia down there in the future. Yes, Big Fatty, you completed the list. Lovely. And he says, you do realize that Wendy is from Australia. Now, y'all, I read that and I thought it said, you do realize Wendy is in Australia. Poor Big Fatty, y'all, I can't even read correctly anymore. And I said, I had no idea. And I said, no, wait a minute. Yes, I know she's from Australia. And I went, why? And he goes, because you didn't do a shout-out to her on Australia Day. Well, you know, y'all, in my defense, y'all, Wendy has been in the U.S. of A., she may have left the lawns of her parents in Australia, but y'all, she's that kangaroo's been over here. That mad dingo Big Fatty has been over here in the U.S. of A. So long that Big Fatty, I wonder how she celebrated Australia Day. She probably didn't, but Wendy, I hope you had a lovely Australia Day. Did Joey hit you with a boomerang, Big Fatty?
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Chad's new contest. It's January content contest month. Mail some shit in.
That is correct. And, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. Digga, thank you so much. You're almost going to have a chance to rest now that the January content contest is almost over. But, y'all, we got two more entries. We got two more entries into the content contest month. Y'all, the first is a postcard. And, y'all, it looks like Big Fatty's butthole. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. It's Mount St. Helens sending gas into the air. Big Fatty, it does look like your butthole. Anyway, it says... Now, this is, he's underlined several things on here, so I've got to focus in here. It says the lateral explosion of Mount St. Helens eruption completely blasted off the entire side of the edifice. Weeks before the rupture, molten rock with the volcano had created an enormous bulge. Big Fatty, that's you! In the mountain's north side that violently detonated on May 18th, 1980. And it says, whenever I think of lateral gas explosions and enormous bulges, I think of you. And y'all, that is from that Peter G. Peter G, thank you. So Big Fatty, he's got you figured out. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we also have a count here. And it's in kind of a burple. It's kind of a burple envelope. And y'all, Big Fatty, it's from Peter G, too. It is. So let's just open that up. See what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look. Oh, Big Fatty, look. And, oh, Big Fatty, it's a Valentine. And, Peter G, I'm not going to read this right now, because, you know, it's a little early for VD, but I will count it in the January content. Yes, Big Fatty, I think you should. You're the smart one that figured out to send the VD greetings early so you could get included in the yes, Big Fatty, we got it. But I'll save the can and read it when we get to VD week. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's just into the BFO January Content Contest Judges Desk. Y'all, Gus Chad has made a decision, and we are going to go ahead and count any cans received in the Thursday, Friday, or Saturday mail, and I will announce the winner on the Monday show. Yes, Big Fatty!
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do, on Hump Day, I went to the Vons East during my lunch hour, and y'all, they had quite a few things that were buy one, get one free that I decided to get. I've invited Granny and Durwood to come over to the villa for the Superb Owl party. I don't know if they'll come or not, but we'll see. But y'all, I also want to make me some soup, so I bought me some sliced mushrooms to do that. Y'all, I got some chicken chunks for the soup. Y'all, bananas were on sale. Got celery hots, some garden salad. Y'all, they had the Green Giant frozen vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Got some of that. Some matchstick carrots. Y'all had a coupon for some coon beef hash, so I got a can of that. Y'all had a coupon for some of those refrigerated cookeries. I thought I'd make those for the Superb Owl show. They had the blue cheese on sale, and I had a coupon for that. Y'all got some sour cream. I thought I'd make some dip. They had banquet breakfast sausage on sale. I got a couple of boxes of those. Y'all, I got me my fried chicken bazooms. I got me an onion. Y'all, they had the beef cube steak on sale and the boneless pork chops on sale, so I got those. Y'all, they had the Marie Collender's chicken pot pie. Yes, Big Fatty, chicken pot pie on sale. I got a couple of those. They will buy one, get one free. They had barbecue sauce on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had some coupons. And y'all, they had the $50 gas can. Buy $50 in groceries and get a $50 gas card. Get $10 off of that. So I got a gas card. And y'all have looked ancient. Y'all have spent $99.26, but I saved $37.89. and I've got $50 worth of gas. Yes, Big Fatty, you're just like that Mount St. Helens. You're just the lateral gas explosions. Yes. So y'all got quite a few more entries. I think the last one I read was Phyllis Lindstrom, Queen of the Lurkers. Well, y'all, we've heard from Larkin, and we've heard from Brian in the J-Pan Mexico. Y'all, Curtis from the Game Night Gals, and it's all about meh. Ennard, y'all, Gus Chad. We've heard from Gus Chad. We've heard from Chris from over at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, we've heard from George in Atlanta. Y'all, we've heard from the old crooner himself, Digger. He's in it. That Jimmy Bear has in it. Y'all, the Robs. They're doing a combined entry. Yes, Big Betty. Brian in Danbury is in it. And Gah, out there in the Denver. And y'all, you can enter too. All you have to do is send in an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com, and in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan. It needs to be to me by a week from tomorrow, the 5th of February, and one entry per person due at 5 p.m.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Yes, y'all.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. And
Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger has prepared. He has prepared a totally original, never been used before, a bumper, a new bumper for the February content contest. And y'all, I just want to read the e-letter that Kathy Marshall and Peter G have prepared to explain the rules, and they they and here it is. So y'all get your pencils ready. It's that Peter G and I promised a February content contest. So here's the announcement for the little show. February is the most so-so month. It's cold, it's gray, the snow has melted and refrozen until it's like a jumbo dirt slurpee. There's only one measly holiday, President's Day, and nobody even gives you the day off. February is so-so that it's only 28 days long. It's so-so that it's only 28 days long. But wait! This is a leap year, so in honor of the extra day in February, one more day of bleakness, one more day of camisoles and galoshes, one more day to double Zoloft. We want you to axe, Big Fatty, the most creatively so-so question that you can muster. Here's an example from that Peter G. And it says, cue the music. Big Fatty, we're going to cue the... No, we're not going to cue the music right now. But, Big Fatty, I really think we probably ought to cue the... All right, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G. Peter G writes and says, Big Fatty, we know you live in Charleston, But can you do the Charleston? Big fatty. Well, you know, Peter G., first of all, thank you so much for the question. Lovely to have you present contests, content during the February content contest. But this is just a so-so question. Yes, Big Fatty, it's supposed to be. Oh, okay. and the answer, the answer is no. I cannot do the Charleston. However, I can do those groovy knee things. Big Ready, the groovy knees! And one, I might just pass this along also, that, you know, once I retire, I have considered one thing, and I don't want you to laugh at this. Big Ready, you've set us up to giggle, and probably expel lateral gas. Yes, Big Ready, but y'all, I've thought of taking tap dancing. You've been tap dancing around the coal mine for 40 years. What? You should be. You should pick it up without any problem. But Peter G, there's your so-so answer to your so-so question. Yes, Big Fatty, and so-so buttons. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all. Then they go on to explain the end of the rules. It says, and remember, there's no catchphrase. Life is hard enough in February without remembering a catchphrase. Big Vinny, what is a catchphrase? You know, kind of like a thank you for calling, or woodshed. Yes, Big Fatty. The prize. Big Fatty, we all want to know about the prize. It's true. The prize will be determined by a random juring of all entries in early and often. Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Well, Kathy Marshall and Peter G., thank you so much for the explanation of the rules. Now, Big Fatty just has one rule for you. Y'all got to keep up. Y'all got to keep up with the entries on this one, okay? So, I mean, it made sense for me to keep up since I've got the cans here in the villa. In fact, we've had 43 entries into Gus Chad's contest. So, Gus Chad, you should be very pleased with that. But, y'all, that'll all start on a Monday. On Monday. Now, any calls that come in before Monday, they don't count in the February so-so content contest. Oh, y'all, that's that chicken bazooms that I had for my lunch. Yes, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, it's just a contest to Palooza, and y'all, you know, you've got a little more than a week to get your entry in to the number one fan contest. Big Fatty, yes, and y'all, also, I just thought I'd let you know also that Georgia and Atlanta thinks there needs to be a contest to determine what Chicken Boy's superpowers are. Big Fatty, who gives a cluck? Oh, dear Gussie. Anyway. Big Fatty, you talked as fast as Miss Baker. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Gonna be cold and wet over here in Charleston today. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Stinkpot. Y'all, he was at a stage presentation that he went to with Dr. P and that, Brian, Byron, and Drip, and Tim in Alaska, and Toppy, what was your favorite part of the today's show?
I guess I wasn't finished peeing.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, so you missed the show. You'll have to go back and hear all the rules for the contest.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.